I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. It's 12:24 p.m. June 12th, 12 weeks till BYU football is back. They'll face the Arizona Wildcats, and 12 continues to be a theme today as 12-team playoff is in the news. And what does it mean for BYU football, Matt? Is this a situation where in this proposed 12-team playoff where you have six automatic bids for the highest conference champions, which means a guaranteed spot for a group of five champion, do you feel like BYU might need to consider going back to a group of five league now?
They need to do more than consider. They need to go if nothing changes.
Think so.
Now, I do think this. Things are not equal in the bigger conferences in college football, and maybe this pushes everyone to get on the same playing field, which I think could benefit BYU, because how do you adequately place people if teams aren't playing the same number of conference games, strength of schedules out of whack? How do you judge all those things? That's why we keep talking about college football and just where's the metric? How do we make things equal across the board when evaluating teams and conferences like we have in college basketball? We don't have it. So if nothing were to change, then in my opinion, you have to join a G5 league. You have to go because the opportunity's there, and I think BYU can build a program good enough in today's day and age where you are on par or better than Boise to where you're the favorite to go every year. I mean, there was a period where Boise State was going, two out of 3 years they were playing in a BCS bowl game. BYU could get to that level if they joined the AAC or even the Mountain West.
We asked you on Twitter, and it's our poll question of the day, if the college football playoff expands to 12 teams, what should BYU do in the future in regards to conference affiliation? Remain independent, hope for a P5 invite, or join a group of five league? 49% of you saying hope for a P5 invite, 29% say join a G5 league. Kind of split. Like I think, because honestly, I feel like most BYU fans, they have came around on independence. I don't hear as much whining about independence as much as maybe early on because it was so new and the schedules weren't great. And I can understand why people were upset seeing a bunch of whack teams come on the schedule. Like, it was just a shock to the system. It just didn't add up. It didn't make sense. You didn't know what you're playing for. But I think now as the schedules have gotten better, as we've seen this year coming up, independence is, people are warming up to it. But still, I think the ultimate goal has got to be to have a chance to play in that playoff. And I don't think BYU wants to be that one team that doesn't have access. You know Notre Dame is going to have access. They are not a typical independent. But BYU and Army, they might not have access to this thing. And we know how the committee, as currently constructed, views a BYU that doesn't play a good schedule. And they could always look at BYU's schedule and say, you know what? Like, say, example this year, Virginia. Well, Virginia had their third-string quarterback. That wasn't as good of a win as we think. You know, like, they can always kind of twist the numbers. And also because they're not part of the power structure. BYU, financially, they don't get a huge cut. You look at the money streams right now in the current playoff, $1.5 million is divided up amongst BYU, UMass, UConn, New Mexico State. It's the independent's not named Notre Dame. So they don't want to give a massive payday, a playoff cut, to BYU, who currently is outside the system. I kind of worry about that. I feel like BYU, with the schedules being tough, it's hard to go undefeated ever. I mean, period, they've only done it once in their history. But to do with a loaded 7-8 game schedule with Power 5 opponents where you don't have maybe a fourth the budget of those teams, it's difficult.
Keep the tweets coming. Keep the texts coming. 57500. We'll get to that on the other side. But we got to take a break and get ready for Brett McMurphy. He was all on top of this story. We'll get his reaction to the news and what he thinks BYU should do as well. So we'll take the break. News, traffic, and weather up next. And then we'll have Brett McMurphy on after that.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.